For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. Small businesses across Shelby County are relying more than ever on customers to shop local. WKNO's Caleb Suggs says that as the gift buying season begins, some are faring better than others.
Waddy Brooks Hall is surrounded by pillows, throw blankets, and home decor here in the Brooks Collection, one of about a dozen small businesses in Collierville's Town Square. It's also Black Friday, and her store is full of customers.
The holiday season has been wonderful. Everybody is observing social distancing, wearing masks, and you can tell they're so ready to get out.
To get out, but also to feel safe doing so. Sandy Berrios, owner of Bazaar, a food and gourmet gift shop also in the square, says she's had to make adjustments.
Just because you don't want to come in, that doesn't mean that we can't accommodate you.
Like many small businesses, she's invested heavily this year moving inventory online, but she's also created personal experiences that bigger stores can't, like allowing people to schedule private shopping appointments after hours.
I think that's an advantage of shopping small this year. You're not going into big box stores where there's thousands of people. You can maintain distance a little better in some of the small places.
Berrio said crowds are smaller since the pandemic, but they're steady, and she's thankful for that.
I feel like our customers are really getting out and making a point of supporting small business, which we are, and we certainly appreciate it and really need it now more than ever.
But location does seem to matter. The next day, I visit Robert Clayton, owner of Cupcake Cutie on South Main Street in downtown Memphis. He told a different story of his once-thriving sweet shop.
Last year, this time on a Saturday, Black Friday, the weekend after, I had tons of people. I had a line wrapped around trying to figure out how I was going to bake more product. But it's 1 o'clock on a Saturday. Only people in here right now are me and you.
That's right. No customers in sight for the half hour I was there. And no employees either.
Last year, I was able to afford actually having someone in my store. I don't want to take that risk this year on hiring someone and lose out on revenue that can be most definitely put towards something else.
And with so many small businesses facing slimmer profits this year, running one could be the biggest risk of all. For WKNO and the Institute for Public Service Reporting, I'm Caleb Suggs.
This is 91.1 More News at WKNOFM.org.